of Graham Girls.
Yes.
And one of your co-hosts, Coco. And we have Sin City. And Pooh.
I'm here. Hey.
Hey. Our Facebook page, so you can go like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at the Graham Girls. We had a discussion about what's more important in a relationship, sex versus money. So what's your thoughts?
Sex, but I think that money as well. Money as well. It all depends what the end goal is. You know what I mean?
I do. Yep.
I feel like it's sex. Well, no, money. But money, because for one, if y'all sex is good, then y'all gonna want to get bread together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you saying it's the ambition that's really that is. It's sex versus ambition. People who be like, all right, we getting this money together, our house is taken care of, we enjoy each other's company, but sometimes they might like to have intercourse with other people.
Right.
And I find out that a lot of people are in those types of relationships and don't even know it.
Yeah, I think that comes with a maturity thing. And I say that because, you know, people are still stuck, you know, in the old days. You know what I mean? While I do believe in, you know, being with one person and being faithful to that person, like, if we just keep it a beam with each other, we can talk about it and have an open dialogue about it. Like, listen, this is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yep, you're right.
I'm yours and you mine, you know. And at the end of the day, we do what we do for us, you know what I mean? But outside of that, you know, it might be something that you can't do for me in the bedroom that someone else can, you know? And what's wrong with it if I'm coming home at the end of the night to you?
Exactly. So let me ask you this. So is it, when do you introduce an open relationship to, like, when do you bring an open relationship to the table?
That's the tricky part, cousin. That's the tricky part, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like. All right, can I answer that? I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to, you know, jump in there like that.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I feel like that could be brought to the table from a man or a woman, you know, depending on their relationship and how long they've been together. Say for instance, they had like a issue and broke up for a time. You know what I'm saying? And got back, regardless whether it been for the kids or because they really love each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like if each person is comfortable with that, then it's okay. But if y'all can't talk about it, like y'all said, being grown, you know, and always keeping it 100 with each other, then, you know, it's cheating.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta tell y'all this Keisha story.
All right, what's up? All right,
so my cousin Keisha, right? Her and her man been together for a long time. They got a nice household together, couple kids. They've been going through some things, so they decided to go ahead and try and see how an open relationship would do. So she more so didn't really want the open relationship as much as he was pushing it.
Okay.
So she's like, all right, go do you. Just keep it tight.
Right.
And she meant, don't have no bitches in my face.
Right. Don't bring that shit home.
Yep. Don't bring that shit in no type of.
Yeah.
Near my hood.
Yeah. Around my kids and none of that. Don't let none of that get back.
Exactly. Right. So, needless to say, it got back.
Mm-hmm. It always do.
It ended up with them at a situation together, and all three of them was there together. Her jump off and her dude. Jump off just doesn't care. So, like, they dancing. The jump off and her husband are dancing. But Keisha, like, I don't really care. Like, we got to understand it. But all Keisha friends is like, oh, like, bitch, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, yeah, because it's in the public eye now.
Right.
It's
so
not,
then,
it's not just between them.
So that's the only reason she got embarrassed, though.
Yeah.
And to me, that's corny.
Yeah, that's very corny.
I was about to say that. Like, ain't no need in being embarrassed. You already knew it.
Yeah.
And eventually, it was going to come to light.
Mm-hmm. It always come to light.
Because I figured she should have just ran up on an old girl. Like, you should have danced in the dance, too.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Join right in.
Right, shit. We out here. Fucking fucking good song.
Get jiggy with that shit.
You know what I mean? Shit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, then she was telling me how she started to be, she wasn't feeling fulfilled. Because she felt like she was giving more in the relationship, whether it was an open relationship or not, than he was.
Okay.
So then she's like, let me start looking and searching outside. But then she kind of gets scared because then she a hoe.
I mean, not really. Not if you know, that's how they operate, and not if that's their situation and what they agreed upon.
Right.
But you know what? I think with that, what comes with that is, all, in all of us, just it's just a human nature thing. We get so caught up in what the next motherfucker think about us, or, you know what I mean, what they gotta say, and that's where the issue lies. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck what everybody else thinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why we doing this podcast. We want everybody out there to know. Instagram us y'all Keisha stories so we can give y'all some insight too on what real ass people think about real shit that's going on around them.
Yes. And we're gonna keep it real with you because either we've been through some shit, some similar shit, or we know somebody who done
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But this brings us to another topic that I had put on Facebook, another Facebook post at the Graham Girls. JD Graham Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Should a woman stay if she's not satisfied? Basically. And I had a lot of feedback from some fellas, you know, and they basically were saying no. It's a no-brainer, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, like, and they were saying it goes both ways.
Agreed.
Yeah, so what are some of y'all opinions about that situation?
I mean, I think that it happens more so than not. Like, I think after you've been with the person, whether it's a hetero relationship or a homo relationship, whatever kind of relationship is a relationship. But people, you know, I think we do it because it becomes a comfort thing. You know what I mean? People be scared to step off and go and find somebody else. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, your life is wrapped around this person and whatever y'all have going on. So 9 times out of 10, people stay in fucked up relationships.
Because it's convenient.
Yeah.
So what's the type of a time limit that you think people should give themselves if they're unsatisfied in a relationship? Because I know that at times that I have found myself not knowing exactly when I should be like, now it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know if you can put a time on it, cousin. You know what I mean? It's just whenever you get that strength to be like, fuck it, I'm out. Like, I'd rather be by myself than deal with the bullshit, you know?
Absolutely.
You know the song, when a woman's fed up, you know? When you the fuck tired, you know what I mean?
So why do so many women linger?
Being scared, being comfortable, the unknown.
Right.
Feeling
scared of the unknown.
Yeah, feeling like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, people, they rather stay in a fucked up situation that they in, you know, because at least they know what they working with, than to get out there and find something, you know, something, it might be more fucked up, or it could be great, but they don't know. It's the unknown, like Jane said, you know what I mean?
They scared of that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. I've been there myself for a long time.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit, yeah, we all have.
When you take that leap, sometimes it's gratifying. Sometimes you fall, but you get back up. You
exactly.
know what I'm like, we all been there.
Yeah.
Shit. Mm-hmm. I done left whole cribs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes, furniture, everything.
Babies, dogs, cats.
Everything.
Utility bills.
Fuck all that it, right. shit. I'm leaving. I'm bye.
I know that's right.
You be pissed as hell. You be like, I ain't live in Colorado that long.
Colorado.
Utility bills should not be that high. You said that motherfucker. Right. Turn that shit off when I left that bitch. That bitch. But you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all, don't call him up and ask him for that money. Because once he's out to life, or once that person is out to life,
mm-hmm.
just keep it pushing.
Yep.
Keep it pushing. I see too many people get out of a bad relationship to go right back into it.
Mm-hmm.
With the same person that never changed.
Yeah.
And yeah. then they keep getting the same results out of the same
over
thing.
And over again.
Yeah, that's what we call crazy.
Yeah, preach about it. Preach.
Yeah, that is real life crazy.
Yeah, but no, I agree. Because it's just then it comes down to changing versus staying the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see a lot of bitches stay the same over some dick, and that be scary.
And I
think when we polled, most men said money was important, and most of the women were saying sex.
Yeah.
So you baby girl just said it's money.
It's always gonna be money.
Cash rules everything around me.
Right.
Hey.
You can go
get the money.
Cause you can go buy a trick. The nasty things to you. You can go buy a trick.
Mm-hmm. Real quick and in a hurry.
Hell, that lick ass and everything.
Right, do some strange things.
For your change. Know?
Right, for the change, yeah, right. Right.
And keep it moving, because they're not going to tell nothing, because they ain't going to want to fuck their money up. You ain't going to tell nothing, because you ain't going to want nobody to know you fucking with that person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, bang, boo.
Right.
Yep. I like that. Bing, bang, boo. Mm-hmm.
Hey, just like that.
Yep. Yes.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Pooh.
Yes.
We know. All right. This is a segment right here on some real life shit.
Mm-hmm.
You was talking to us the other day about people not taking accountability for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Speak on that.
Okay. So with that, I'm coming from, and this is all of us just. Accountability, responsibility, it all intertwines itself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And with that, I'm speaking as far as, you know, being accountable for the things that we want to get accomplished. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's where this comes in, us, cousins, sisters, you know, people on the outside that's listening, you know, just holding each other accountable. You know what I mean? And with that is... that will help us become more productive in our everyday lives. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's, you know, it's some things that I've been wanting to get accomplished. Just simple shit as far as I'm not trying to go on no diet, but, you know, I'm getting older. I want to eat a little more healthier. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we all, you know, we in a group message or, you know, we chatting like we do, like, damn, cousin, I want a pizza and some wings. I need somebody to be like, no, cousin, go and get you some salad. You know what I mean? Real shit.
We got to help each other along this journey.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it's about. You know, each one teach one. So just, you know, taking responsibility for our own actions as an individual, but, you know, helping the next man or woman out, you know, look out for the cookout.
Yes, look out for the cookout. Yeah, take care of each other.
Exactly. So I think, you know, between us and, you know, those that listen to us or whatever, just, you know, let's help out. Let's try to set some goals, you know, especially mm-hmm. with the year coming to an end, you know, and the new year about to start, you know, let's get healthy. Let's be happy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no negativity.
Right. That's what it's about. You know,
positive. All positivity.
Right. You feel good. Your body look good. You know, working towards things. Let's get right.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about stuff that we hold inside.
Yes.
Let's let out everything.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah.
That's where this podcast is coming from, because we as a whole, we know we just regular people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just regular people, you know? Yep. And we just know it's a lot of people out there going through the same shit we going through.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And then we talk about it.
Right.
As mm-hmm. our Keisha stories and you know, yep. our Dave and them and his mom and all that.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
type stories or whatever. So,
right,
you
right.
know, mm-hmm. we just want everybody to that can relate to, you know, comment basically on our Facebook page,
yep.
JD Graham.
Yep.
And listen to us as our podcast is aired. Check out, you know, the Graham Girls.
Yep.
Yep.
And yes, we, indeed. You know, we really want y'all to basically let us know what y'all think. Like, give us your feedback on what we talking about. Because yeah. I know y'all done been through some crazy stuff that don't know. You can't lie about certain shit.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You just can't lie about certain shit.
Yeah.
All right. So this is our first one. We have a couple other ladies that's going to be coming on with us.
Yeah.
That we will be introducing. So again, it's Coco.
Cousin Pooh.
And this is Cindy Jane. Sin City, whatever you want to call me.
Right.
And we'll be back at y'all.
All right now. All right. Y'all be easy.
Peace.